quiet and still, watching, always watching. Shapeshifter's presence in Geyasli, the dead again living, waiting for Lady. There were hidden schemes brewing. Too much had happened to let me believe otherwise. I had not pressed her, yet. She was being a good soldier, maybe waiting. For what? I had learned long ago that I can find out more around her sort by watching and listening and thinking than I ever do by asking. They lie and mislead, even when there is no need. More, except in her own case, I did not think she had any better idea what was stirring than I did. The grove staff showed us to a private bower with its own hot mineral bath. The gnar spread out. Goblin and One-Eye found themselves in conspicuous posts. Frogface stayed close to interpret. We settled. "How is your research coming?" Lady asked. She toyed with some plump purple grapes. "Strangely is the only way to describe it. I think we're right up next to the place where you come to the end of the earth and fall off the edge."
"What? Oh, your sense of humor."
"Taglios is infested with chart makers. They do good work. But I can't find one map that will get me where I want to go."
"Maybe you haven't been able to make them understand what you need."
"It wasn't that. They understood. That's the problem. You tell them what you need, and they go deaf. New maps only run to the southern borders of Taglian territory. When you can find an old one, it fades to blank 800 miles southeast of the city. It's the same even with maps so good they show damned near every tree and cottage."
"They're hiding something."
"A whole city? Don't seem likely, but it does look like there's no other explanation."
"You asked the appropriate questions?"
"With the silver-tongued cunning of a snake. When the blank space comes up, translation problems develop."
"What will you do?"
Dusk had come. Lamplighters were at work. I watched a moment. "Maybe use Frogface somehow? I'm not sure. We're far enough back that the annals are almost useless. But the indicators are that we head straight for that blank space. You have any thoughts about it?"
"Me?"
"You. Things are happening around the company. I don't think that's because I strut so pretty."
"Phooey."
"I haven't pressed, Lady. For all, there's reason. And I won't, unless I have to. But it would be nice to know why we've got one dead Taken hanging around watching us out of the bushes, and another one that used to be your buddy trying to kill us back in those swamps. Might be interesting to know if he knew you were on board that barge, or if he was working on a grudge against Shifter, or if he just wanted to keep traffic from moving down the river. Might be interesting to know if we're likely to run into him again, or somebody else who didn't die on time." I tried to keep my tone gentle and neutral, but some of my anger got through. The first food arrived, bits of iced melon soaked in brandy. While we nibbled, some thoughtful soul gave our guardians food as well. Less elegant fare, perhaps, but food nevertheless. Lady sucked a melon ball and looked thoughtful. Then her whole stance changed. She shouted, "Don't eat that stuff!" She used the tongue of the Jewel Cities, which by now even the most thick-witted of the gnar